This is The Christian Working Woman, and I'm Mary Lohman. This week I'm talking about five things we need to learn, and high on that list is our need to learn how to let go. You know, there are times when we simply have to let go and turn situations over to God. By letting go, it does not mean that we don't care, nor that we wouldn't do whatever we could do to help the situation. It just means that we recognize where our abilities end and where we relinquish situations to God's control. For instance, most parents face this let go decision with their children. You raise your children the best you can. You try to teach biblical principles. You do everything you know to help them. But at some point, you let them go. Perhaps you let them go to make their own mistakes, but you know there's no other way for them to learn. You let them go to make their own decisions, even if you could make better ones for them. We parents have to learn to let our children go. I answered a letter from a listener who's struggling with letting go of his dream to be married. He really wants a partner, and he's obsessed with that dream, and he just can't let go of it. You know, often we have to let go of our dreams, those cherished things we've been hoping and longing for and dreaming of. They may be very good things, like getting married, but God often wants to know if we love Him more than we love our dream. And so we have to let go. Sometimes those dreams are returned to us, fulfilled later on, and sometimes they're not. But until we let go, they will possess us and rob us of joy and contentment. We have to let go of our burdens. Jesus told us to turn our heavy burdens over to Him and accept His light one in exchange. I think many of us feel guilty when there's a problem in our life if we aren't feeling the burden all the time. But that's not the way God wants us to respond. He wants us to drop our burdens at His feet and just keep letting them go. I can tell you that many times I verbally tell God, "Lord, I'm dropping this right here. I'm letting it go because it's too heavy for me." What is it that God wants you to let go of today? Let me encourage you. Do it. You can trust God. He's able to take care of the situation. But first you have to give it over to Him. So unclench those fists and just keep learning to let go. You'll have to learn and relearn, but it's an important principle for your daily living. We would be privileged to pray for you. You can submit your prayer request through our website at christianworkingwoman.org. You'll also find information about our Tuesday night Bible study there. We would love for you to join us on Zoom. And all of that information is at christianworkingwoman.org.